Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Yerushalmi, daf Nun Zayin, 57, and we are on Nun Vav Mabez, so it's talking about issues of Klalo Prado, Prado Klal, as we have mentioned, when, Machlokos, when do you use it? Do you use it, what if it's not exactly a Prado, that's not exactly part of the Klal? What if there's a difference between the Prado and the Klal? For example, as we just said, what about if one is an Asay and one is a Los Asay? Is that treated like a Klal Prat, which we would say that the Prat, once it's Yotze from the Klal, is there to teach me something about the whole Klal, right? Do you look at it as a Prado Klal, or do you say, no, there are two different Sukkim, right? If one is an Asay and one's a Los Asay, you can't use that as a Prado Klal. So how do you understand that those two related halachos? So that's what we asked yesterday on Nevav Mabez. We said klal ba'aseyu prapalosasei, is that treated as a prado klal? And we've said maybe that's a machlokas amorayim. And the machlokas amorayim is whether one gets malchus for doing charisha during Shemitah. Right? The Torah does not say a word about charisha during Shemitah. In the context of Barshas Bahar, there is another puzzle called Bahar Shiva Katsir Tishbos. Question is, what is that referring to, Shabbos or Shemitah? But Rabbi Elazar says you get Malkus, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malkus. Why does Rabbi Elazar say you get Malkus? Because of a Klal Uprat. Because it says, Klal, the land shall rest, Vishav Saharat Shabbos Lashem, that's an Aseh. That's a Klal, that's an Aseh that includes all work on the land. And then you have Prat, that you shouldn't seed and you shouldn't prune. So Rabbi Elazar says that's a klal uprat, just like the two prats, the two specifics are about working the land for the good of the land. So too, everything you do working the land for the good of the land or trees, that's going to be usur on Shemitah, right? And therefore, you see, Rabbi Elazar holds of klal uprat, even if the klal is an asay and the pratim are los ases, right? That's the last line we said yesterday, the middle of Nudvav Mabez, Lakish Alayan. What do these two have to teach to be makish lamalacha mahazera vahazamir? Miyuchad and shein avoda baritsubi. Learn just like zera and zamir, seeding and pruning are miyuchad for avoda sabaritsubi. Learn af, skip three words. Kaldavar, Shuavoda, Baaretz, Ubi Ilan. So too, that including Harisha. So it's as if it says Harisha and you're going to have Malkus for the Harisha. Right? That's a Chiddush. Remember that you're, for Malkus, usually you need an explicit pasuk with one of four words. Hishamar pen, al or lo. You need one of those four words for a lo sase. Even if something is tar shabal pen, that might make it usur, but you're not going to get Malkus. Malkus requires a pasuk. So here, it's kilu, you have a pasuk. Right? Because the klal uprat, the pratim, are examples, and we say just like the pratim are examples of avodas hakarka or avodas ha'ilan, and therefore the tovas ha'aretz and the ilan. So do anything, including charisha. That's Rabbi Elazar's makar. So now the Gemara says, ba'avila Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan? What would Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. So why? What does he do with the klal uprat? So Gemara says shnei dvarim heim. Well, like we said in yesterday's daf. Remember we had yesterday, it was unclear. What if you have davar sheyotzei min haklal that could be megala on the whole klal? But what if you have two dvarim ayotzei min haklal? So we said yesterday, maybe there we would say, it's like shnei ksuvim in a bank echad. So ein melamdin. They can't. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan would answer. Why do you have seeding and pruning? Shnei dvarim ein, v'shnei dvarim sheyotzei min haklal, ein ancholkin. Right? If you have two items that go out from the klal, then they're not cholek. One second. They're not cholek, exactly what we said. Remember, we said there are two things. We said, a cholkin means, does each one teach me that each of the pratim are considered individual lavim? So we said, that's true, but didn't we say, didn't we say there's a difference between showing that they're independent and just teaching me halachas about the klal? So the Gemara asked it as a question to Rabbi Elazar. Velesler Rabbi Elazar, add in a word, einan cholkin. Rabbi Elazar does not agree to that. That if two dvarim sheyotzim in a klal, don't we assume that they're just being megala on themselves? They're not teaching. But l'kol echad ve'echad. So doesn't Rabbi Elazar agree to Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, yeah. Islay lach lokin and cholkin halalamin malamdin. As the chiluk we had yesterday, Rabbi Elazar would agree that if you have two dvarim sheyotzim in a klal, you have two specifics. So they cannot teach me that each individual lav is independent. Because why would you have two? Just have one, right? That shneiksu b'malka echad. But we say they can't teach me something about the klal. They can't teach me that every lav is an independent lav, but they can teach me something else about the klal, right? Halalamid malamdin. So Rabbi Elazar says, you know what they teach me? Malkus. to teach me that every time you do any one of the actions in Shemitah, you're going to get Malkus for that. So the Gemara says back, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that. For lastly, Rabbi Yochanan Malamdin, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that. He holds of that too, right? That even if Shnei Ksuvim and Balka Echad can't be Machalek, they can't tell me what's called Chiluk Malachos, but they can teach me something new about the Klal. So again, we're back to the question, why does Rabbi Yochanan not hold a Malkus here, right? If Shnei Ksuvim should be able to be Malamed, even though it's not Cholek. So the Gemara says it must be this fundamental issue. Shan Yehi Sheklal Basi Uparpa Lo Saseh. It must be because the Klal here by Shemitah is the Asay, the Pratim Alo Saseh, and that's not called Klal Uprat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fundamentally. The Ein Asay Malamed Alo Saseh, the Ein Lo Saseh Malamed Al Asay. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says this is not called a Klal Uprat. Asays and Lo Saseh are not meant to be seen as one unit. They're not made to be seen connected to each other. And therefore, you can't learn this as a klal uprat. And that's why you're not going to get malchus for this. Why? Because the pratim, what does it say in the Torah? Just two pratim. You're going to get malchus for seeding and a malchus for pruning. But that's it. It's not that this is being megala on a klal that said earlier. There is no klal. Because this is aseis and this is los aseis. And therefore, those two are not connected. And Amar Abelazar, Abelazar holds though, v'yaseh malamid alos aseh, skip a word, v'los aseh malamid alaseh, Abelazar would say no. No, they can. You can learn it as a klal uprat, and therefore you would say you get malchus for harisha during shmita. Aseis and los aseis in general, we know. Interesting, the Torah Hashem split up the mitzvahs into two groups, right? 248 and 365. Aseis and los aseis, and there are major differences between aseis and los aseis. Major differences: halacha and ashkafa. Right? Remember the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second parak of Perkei Avos, havizar be mitzvah kala kevachamura. You have to do every mitzvah, right? All of them. Because you don't know matan schar and shal mitzvos. And the Rambam says on that Mishnah, in the Pirush Mishnayis, this is obviously only by mitzvah saseh. We don't know matan schar and shal mitzvos. But lo saseis, we know the hierarchy, right? Lo saseis, there's malchus, there's kares, there's mitzvah shemayim, there's dal mitzvah bezdin, there's skilos reifah harachenek. There's definitely a hierarchy when it comes to lo saseis. Ani yodea, you know, matan onesh shel averus. So by only matan schar and shel mitzvahs, we don't know. By the assays. But the los assays, there is a difference between them. Remember the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal in Parshas Vayigash, who says, to answer the question of the Rishonim, how is it that the Avos seem to have violated certain averus? Right? Yaakov married two sisters. Amram and Yocheved, right? Parshas Vayera. Amram married his aunt, Dodaso, right? Amram married Yocheved, rather than Issa Daraisa, later on. So how could there be violations? And some of the Avos built Matsevas. So the Gur Aryeh says in Parshas Vayigash, again, this is answers some of the Midrashim, and not all. He says maybe the Avos only did the mitzvah Saseh, not the mitzvah Lo Saseh. Because Aseis are connected to, inherently connecting me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Maharal says, not to do something when I'm not commanded not to do it, doesn't really create any avodas Hashem. That's his halacha. Again, it doesn't fit with Tari Mitzvah Shamarti, some other Mamari Chazal. But there, the Gur Aryeh has four approaches to this question. But this is one of them. So Dafka b'mitzvah asay de yesh al zeh schar. Aval b'mitzvah lo saseh shein kibul schar al mitzvah lo saseh. You don't get schar for not doing a lo saseh if you weren't told not to do it. U'me'achash lo netzavu lami yakaimu. Why should right? Mitzvah Aseh Yesh Lasos L'Kayim Ki Zehu Ritzono Shel Makom V'Yesh Kibul Schar Al Zeh V'Lachein Timsa Tamid B'Mitzvah Aseh Shayim Akayimin Shchita V'Shabbes Aval B'Mitzvah Lo Aseh Ein Adavar Kain Dolam Estaver Le'Esar Achar Shlon Estavu Elim Osam Akayim Roy Shia Nizar Bohem. And he continues. Interesting. He puts Shchita as the Mitzvah Aseh. Right? There's no Eino Zavuach, but that's the Gur Aryeh. Also related to the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. Which you can't have a discussion of Aseis and Lo Aseis without that Ramban about the mitzvah. He asked the question, why Aseis docha Lo Aseis? Because after all, violating a Lo Aseis is more chamor than not doing an Aseis. So you would think where there's a clash between Aseis and Lo Aseis, just don't do it. Or just don't do it. Right? There's a tzara'as spot on the foreskin of a baby. Right? So mila bit tzara'as. So do you do the mila, even though you're violating the issur of cutting off a piece of tzara'as? Or do you say, no, you can't, because, so I would think, okay, so he'll be an RL. Don't do the Mila. After all, you can't violate. And the halacha is, no, Aseh docha Lo Aseh. in that circumstance. So gedilim, right, tzitzis and chatnis, and all the other examples. So the Ramban says, because it does says this on the pasuk of Zachar and Shamar, v'emesu gamke ki midas Zachar ramzu b'mitzvah zaseh v'ua yotzi mimidas ha'ahava v'hu l'midas harachamim ki ya'osa mitzvah zadonav ahuv lo v'adonav merachim alav. Umidas shamar b'mitzvah lo zaseh v'hu l'midas hadin v'yosim mitzvah yira ki ha'nishmar mi'asos davar hara b'enei adonav yare oso. V'lachein mitzvah zaseh gedola mi'mitzvah lo zaseh k'mo sh'ahava gedola mi'hi yira. Ahavat Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. Ki emakayim ososo beguma mono rizon adonav hu gadol mi'an nishmar mi'asos hara b'enav. And that's what he says. Okay, but that's the Ramban that relates to this Gur Aryeh as well. Again, ases and los ases, many other differences as well. The Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, where he says you have to give away all of your money not to violate a los ases. The limits in mitzvos, you have to spend only a certain amount. That's only by mitzvos ases. And if not, you're an onus. But mitzvos los ases, you have to give away all my money not to violate a los ases. Okay, we continue. Second to last line, Al Daite Rabbi Lazar. So we're going with the gears to the Karban Eida. Al Daite Rabbi Lazar Nicha Mutal Achmar Babar Shichan Maros. So what does Rabbi Lazar say? Rabbi Lazar says that by Shmita it is a klal and a prat, meaning these two Zuria and Zmira are just like those are aser because those are for the good of the land. So too all are aser. So but that also comes out, and therefore he says you get malchus for Harisha. But comes out from there, there's going to be a kula too. Because what if you're doing something on the land that's not for the good of the land? That would not be included. So nicha, adi Rabbi Lazar, nicha mutar lachmar b'avar shichna maros. According to Rabbi Lazar, you understand why you're allowed to just dig. What if you just need some dirt? So that's not for the good of the land. So that's not going to be us during Shemitah. So according to Rabbi Lazar, that will be us. That will be mutar. Al daite Rabbi Yochanan, we flip the gear, so. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, it's not a klaluprad. Say for all it says is, what does the ase say? The land should rest. Period. So maybe that includes everything. You can't dig. You can't dig a dirt. Al daite Rabbi Yochanan, ma'alachmar barbar shichan amaros, because he doesn't darshan the klal uprat. So maybe you should say it's not all inclusive, the los ases, but the ase is all inclusive. Right? The ase says you can't work the land. So the Gemara says, kishem shein malamdin linyan iser, Cain l'inyan heter lo yalamdu. So just like it doesn't create a klal for iser, it shouldn't create a klal for heter. But we know that it's mutter to just dig a hole during Shemitah. We know that from a Mishnah in Shvius in the third parak. So how does Rabbi Yochanan answer that? So Amar Rabbi Ba Kartigna'a time of Rabbi Yochanan. There's a different makar. Even though Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe in klal uprat, if the klal is an ase and the prat is a los ase, but I could find a klal uprat in Shemitah that he does hold of, because they're both assays, as you'll see. Sheishanim Tizra. It says, that's an assay. 6 years you shall seed, v'lo b'shvius, we darshan. Sheishanim Tizra kamecha, v'lo b'shvius. So those can be nechshav an assay. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan could also find a klal uprat. The klal is an assay. That's a v'yam ha'shvi tish, uva, what was the pasuk we quoted before? Right, the klal was Shav Sahara, Shabbos Lashem. And the los ases here are not really, these are really Yosei Min and Aseh. Kol los ases yuba mikoach aseh, asehu. So therefore we found a klal uprat for Rabbi Yochanan, both ases, and therefore he also would tell you, will hold, that just digging during Shemitah would be mutter. Would be mutter because it's only for the good of the land. 1 second. But if he holds of the klal uprat, so what about Harisha? What about Harisha? So he said, okay, Rabbi Elazar said Harisha is going to get Malkus because it's an assay and a los assay pratim, so it's considered los assays. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, would it be included in the assays? We just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a klal uprat, which teaches me a heter of digging holes. So shouldn't that teach me an isser at least of Harisha? Because Harisha is similar to the Zri and the Zmira. So that's the Gemara asks, v'over basay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, would you at least get an assay because you have these? Would it be an iser assay to do harisha during Shemitah? So the Gemara says machlokas. Rabbi Yosa Amar afilo assayin bo. Rabbi Yosa says now even Rabbi Yochanan would say there's not even an assay. There's no assay for harisha for Rabbi Yochanan. We'll have to see why. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar over Basir. Rabbi Yirmiya would say yeah, you violate an assay. Why? Because we just said there's a klal uprat for Rabbi Yochanan, both assays. So included in that would be Harisha, right? Just like Zuriya and Zamira are Usur Mishum and Isarasei, so to Harisha would be Usur for an Isarasei. So the question is, though, what about Rabbi Yosa? V'lai Damila, Ksiv V'shavs Aras Shabbos Lashem. What about, it's according to the Rabbi Yosa, it says, the klal, the land has to rest. So why wouldn't Harisha be at least an Isarasei? Right? Why wouldn't that be? Right? The Karbana Eda. Demashma, Shakala Malachas Aziris B'shriyas. Mashra the Rol Aser, the Kashler of Yossi, Dalmar Afilu Aseinbo. It's a Kasha for Rabbi Yosa, who says Harisha isn't even an Asei. Answer, L'inyan Los Asei Shabo. What does that mean? It's a klal which includes only the activities that are mentioned later. That's what the, how Rabbi Yosa understands Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the klal uprat. Because later on, which activities are mentioned explicitly in the Torah? Only Zuriya and Zamira. So the klal is only related to those two activities, which kind of like makes it not a klal. But that's what how he understands it. Linyan lo sase shabo. Right? You see the Karban Eda. The darish le b'chlal uprat. Ava bisha klal biase uprat b'lo sase. Even though those are the lo sase's are mentioned explicitly only two. Darish le b'chlal uprat. Ve'em b'chlal mashar uprat. Ve'zriya v'zmira in aval shar mili lo. Okay, there are other ways to understand this, this line. Because after all, aren't we talking about, we're in the day that says, it's all ase. It's all ase. Right, so the maybe the Rav Chaim Gnadsky says is to teach me that those you violate an asay and a los asay. Right, Rav Yosa maybe has a different understanding. There, Rav Yochanan doesn't agree to a klal uprat by asays. Okay, either way, you got to work hard to explain Rav Yosa's shita of Rav Yochanan. Period. Now we have a new brisa. Yocho yehelokin ala tosefes. You might think this brisa you might remember is quoted also in the Bavli Moed Katan Daf Gimel. You might think, once we're talking about Shemitah, that you get Malkus for Tosefes, for the additional Isser. What does the additional Isser mean? What's the Havamina here? Before we reject the Havamina, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina that you might get Malkus for Tosefes? So, Machlokes, what the Havamina is. Reb Yochanan, Patar Masnisa, Yochol Yelokan al Harisha B'shvias. This is Reb Yochanan says, the what is Tosefes? An additional activity, meaning Harisha. Rabbi Yochanan holds, as we just saw, there's no Malkus for Harisha during Shemitah. So that's exactly what he said the Brisa is saying. Tosefes in the Brisa means the extra activity that's not mentioned in the Torah. You might think you get Malkus for Harisha. The Gemara is going to say, you don't. Rabbi Lazar says, no, that's not what Tosefes means. Rabbi Lazar, Patala Mastisa, Yocho Yeh Lokan al Isser Shnei Prakam Arishonim. No, Tosefes means Tosefes Shvius. Right? The time before Shemitah. The two prakim rishonim. What does that mean? The Mishnayos in the beginning of Shvius talk about the extra amounts of time that were added on. Some daraisa, some darabanan, some are halach moshe b'sinai, right? Both from Shvuis and before Pesach. So Reb Lazar says that's what it's talking about. You might think you get malchus for Tosefes Shvius. Obviously the daraisa parts of it. So different day is about what the havamina here is in the brisa. There's what to talk about, but first we'll just continue. And this Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan connect to what we just saw earlier, the machlokas about Shemitah, right? Rabbi Yochanan, who says you don't get malchus for Harisha during Shemitah, says that's exactly what the brisa is saying. You might think you get malchus, kamash b'lan not. Rabbi Lazar can't learn it like that because he says you do get malchus for Harisha during Shemitah. So he has to have a different shot of the brisa, which means Tosefes Shvius. So is Tani. So there's two versions of how the brisa ended. Which pasuk do you say tells us that that's not true? So is Tani Sheishanim Tizra Sadecha Vesheishanim Tizmar Kamecha. One brisa has the asay, this pasuk, that 6 years. Vis Tani Sadecha L'Tizra V'Chamecha L'Tizmar. And some say this is the makar. To teach me that it's not true, whatever the Havamina was. Don't seed and don't prune. So the Gemara says, depending who you are, would determine which brisa, which pasuk you had. Man, demar, sheishanim tizra, sadechav, sheishanim tizmar, karmecha. The one that says the losases, that's Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan who says, you don't get malchus for Harisha. Meaning, what is this pasuk teaching me? You might think you get malchus for Harisha. Kamash malon, only these two. Kamash malon, only these two. And Harisha is only Nesar in the mitzvah saseh. Not the Losa say. The Losa say is only by these two. Uman Damar Satchal Asizra Vachamar Chal Asizmar. And according to the one that says, no, that's the Pasuk, that is teaching me to go against the Havamina. Messiah Rabbi Lazar. That would be following Balazar, that it's going about Tosefes. Because if you look at the beginning of that Pasuk, beginning of the Pasuk says only in the seventh year. In the seventh year, Satchal Asizra Vachamar Chal Asizmar, meaning anything outside the seventh year, meaning maybe before the seventh year, would not get malchus. Stop there for a moment. The Rishonim in Moed Katan on Dav Gimel, Tosfos discusses, let's say according to Rabbi Elazar, right? These 2 days are also quoted in Moed Katan, Dav Gimel, and the Bavli without names. The Gemara just quotes, some say this question is about Tosefes, some say this is about Charisha. Right, that's what the Gemara says here. Yochol Yokal Tosefes. Fine. What exactly is the drasha? Tosfos there asks, what's the Havamina to get Malchus on Tosefes Shvius? There's no Pasuk. At most it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. At least it's Durabanan. So if it's Durabanan, you're sure not gonna get Malchus. Right? So Yochol Yoka, Vim Tomer, as Tosfos, Malchus Minolan. Follow loksiv petosefes lav ela asegreda becharishu vakatsir tishbos. Even the most you're going to get in the Torah is an asay becharishu vakatsir tishbos, right? And probably halachah b'sinai or derabanan. So what's the Gemara talking about? So the Ritva says, oh, maybe it means malchus derabanan. Malchus derabanan. If you say it's derabanan, v'im Torah hech logan al asay. Pirish Rashi, he quotes a Rashi, Yilka Malchus Durabanan, Asher Tetzi Nafsho, Dumi Damar Asei Sukaveno Osa. V'yesh Lomar the Malchus Mamish. Maybe it's Malchus Mamish. V'kra Hachika Amar. Bacharish Tishbos, Kmo Bishar Malachus. Shekhasafti Lecha Shein Balav. When the Pasuk says, desist from plowing, it means desist from plowing like the other Malachus. The other Malachus have a Losa say. So basically, this pasuk is saying, you know, include this. That's explaining the Charisha line. The Charisha line. If the Charisha only learned that from the essay. But how do you, what about Tosefes? Tosefes has, we had a whole Shabbat Shuvah drasha about this a number of years ago. Ika lemeimar, to me v'charish v'katsir mafkinan, the tzorach Tosefes. Klomar, shashvius matcheles mishana hashishas. V'chodin shvius yebashishas. You know what, Bachar Shvakatsu Tishbos, once you learn Tosefes, you know what that pasuk is being Megala? Shemitah starts earlier than you thought. Shemitah starts earlier. Meaning, and if Shemitah starts earlier, then all the halachas of Shemitah start earlier. In other words, what's going on here? The Lamdis, when you have Tosefes, does that mean there's a real, expansion of the Zman? Or there's just an added extension? But it's called an extension. It's not part of the year. Right? And this is the sugya that comes up by Tosefes Shvius and Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. Right? If I have Tosefes, does that mean the calendaric day has started earlier? Or does it say, no, there's like a Kabbalah of an Isser Malacha. But it's not that the day started earlier. Many nafgaminas, that we have. There's a Tosefes and Ksubis and Nafmem Zion. You could get married during Tosefes Yontif. You can't get married on Yontif. In Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. U'bachagecha velo b'shtecha. Right, so you can't, but Tosefes has a day of there that you can get married, don't Tosefes, right? That's one of the shitas that are quoted that you could, Tosefes is not exactly like the day. Machlokas Taz and the Marshal in 3 different places, but one of them is about making early, in Chutz La'aretz, making early Shmini Atzeres. Are you allowed to make early Shmini Atzeres? Right, says the Marshal, no, you can't. Why? Because what are you going to do? You have to sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. So you can sit in the Sukkah, but you're not allowed, the Gemara says you can't make a bracha because of Shmini Atzeres. So you can sit in the sukkah and not make a bracha. That's a bizarre for the sukkah. You know what? You can't make early Shmini Atzeres. You can't make early Shmini Atzeres because what are you going to do? And the Taz says, what are you talking about? The Taz says, the same Torah that says, sit in the sukkah, says you should have Shmini Atzeres in the Sfeik of the Yoma. So sit in the sukkah, it's Shmini Atzeres. Period. So you don't make a bracha because of Shmini Atzeres. So again, this is the sugya of Tosefes, but that Tosefes is very important. Tosefes, Moed Katan, Gimel Amabez, explaining this Havamina of Yochol Yilke al Tosefes, according to the Shita, that is Tosefes, Shvius, and not Charisha. Okay, we continue. 4 lines to the bottom. Matiza Pligel Le Rebbe El Azar. The Brisa, the following Brisa, is, arguing on Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar, who says earlier, right, going back to the earlier Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar who says that if the klal is an asay and the prat is los asay, it still could be a klal prat. Going back to that machlokas Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan says that doesn't work. But if that Rebbe Elazar, we're going to have an argument on Rebbe Elazar. This price is against Rebbe Elazar. Believe Rebbe Elazar. Why? He shamer belos asay. Pen belos asay. What's this talking about? So this is why we need the mefarshim. Right? The carbon A that quotes here. We're quoting a brisa. Quoting a brisa on the bottom about shchutei chutz. About bringing karbanos, doing avoda outside the base of Mikdash. The pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, Hishomer Pen Tale olosecha b'chomakam asher tireh. Ki im b'makam asher yivchar Hashem. Right, you have an assay that says, or it says penny rishamer, so that's considered low assays, not to do avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, shchutei chutz. Right, so the Gemara says, hishamer b'los assay, pen b'los assay, viksiv, and also it says, sham ta'ale olosecha v'sham ta'aseh. But then it says there, you shall bring up, that means burning, your olos, specifically ola, v'sham ta'aseh, there you shall do. So, we darshan, the Brisa says, sham ta'ale zu ha'aliyah. Sham ta'ale is telling me that you can burn, be ma'ale the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'sham ta'aseh zu shchita v'zrika. That's telling me the avodas of shchita and zrika. And what do we darshan? What is the Brisa darshan? Ma ha'aliyah. That we compare, in the pasuk you have ta'ale and ta'aseh, and we say that means haktara, shchita, and zrika. So they're all in the same pasuk. That's a hekesh. Ma aliyah shehi ba'asei harayihu below sasei. Just like aliyah, which is an asei here, right? Also has the lo sasei, like we just said at the beginning of the brisa. Hishamer and pen are lo saseis. So just like these are aseis. They're also included in the lo sasei. So av shchita v'zrika shehi ba'asei yochav lo sasei. So you know from the hekesh, the fact that haktara and shchita and zrika are put in the same pasuk. We say, just like haktar is an asay, and shchita and zrika are asays from this pasuk, but so too we know from the earlier pasuk that halah is a asay, is a los asay. He shamar pen. Not only are these asays, it's a los asay. So just like halah, haktara, is a los asay, so too the shchita and zrika are also los asay. So Gemara, that's the braisa. But now we're medayik. Begin dechsiv. Sham ta'ale v'sham ta'aseh. The only reason that you're allowed to connect this is because of the hekesh. Ha'ilule ha'vikas of sham ta'ale v'sham ta'aseh. But were it not for that, if it didn't have this hekesh, then you would not be able to connect it to the previous los aseh. Ein aseh melamed al los aseh. Vein los aseh melamed al aseh. So question. Here you have the flip side. Right here you have the aseh. Here you have the klal. That's the los aseh. And the pratim, that are the assays. So we only compare the two. We compare the two by saying, because of the hekesh. Because shchita and zrika and haktar are connected in the pasuk, that's why you compare it back. But were it not for that hekesh, you would not be able to call this an assay, a klal and a prat. So question on Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara answers, maybe Rabbi Lazar has a specific reason why you need the hekesh. Really, you would be able to have a klal uprat even with one's an asay, one's a los asay. What do you need the hekesh here for? Shalo tomar, because you might have said here it is would have been different. Kamoda tamer gabi Shabbos chafar charetz benazi no chayv la'achas. You might have thought just like by Shabbos you have. If you dig many different ways, you dig a pit, you dig a cave, you dig a furrow. So if you do all of those on Shabbos in one helam, it's one malacha. It's one malacha. Different types of digging. So you might have thought also different types of avodas are like that. That's why you need to have the special hekesh. Meaning, really, your blazer holds a klal uprat, uprat uklal, it's okay. Even if one's an asay, one's a los asay. Yesterday's daf, the klal was the asay and the prat was the los asay. This example here, by shchutei chutz, the klal is the los asay, yishamar pen, and the prat is the assays, but either way, he defends himself. Only because there's a havamina, you would have said otherwise here, but without that, usually you would say it is okay. You're allowed to learn it like that. Period. We continue. Kol hein detanina navos yesh lehen toldos. Getting back now, way back when, to the beginning of our Mishnah. So we learned that there are avos of Shabbos. Avos of Shabbos. If there are avos of Shabbos, there must be toldos of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, we learned earlier, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, there are 39 toldos for every av. But the Gemara says, Taman Taninan, so we know elsewhere also, over there, first mission of Baba Kama, Arba Avos Nezikin, four Avos of Nezikin, Hashor Zeha Keren, Shor, the Av Nezik is Keren, where the animal damages with its horn, Negicha Udechifa Av, right, goring or pushing with its horn Av. Tani Rebchia, Nashach Ravad Bo'a told us the Keren. But if it damages with any other of its body parts, if it bites, if it kicks, any of those, so that would be told us of Karen. There's so much to talk about each of these lines, and we'll have to, you'll have to forgive me. But we could spend hours on that line. Look at the Rashba and Baba Kama Dav Beis. Taman Tanina, we also have Avos HaTumah, Sheretz HaShech Vazera. We had Avos HaTumah, right? First parak in Kalim. Sheretz and Shech Vazera. What does that mean? It's an Avatumah. Sheretz and Shech Vazera are two examples. Toldos HaSheretz Ezehu. What's a tolda of Sheretz? Right? Amar Yehuda b'shem Reb Nachum, Madafos, lighter forms of Tuma. Ma'o Madafos, what does that mean? Magaos. That means touching it. Meaning if a Sheretz is an Avatuma. If I touch a Sheretz, I'm a Rishon Latuma. Right? I go down one. That is a lighter form. Avatuma, Metame Yasakol. What's the difference, by the way? The Gemara adds, an Avatum is Metame everything. What is everything? There are four things that could become Tame. Right? Adam, Bekalim, Ochlan, Umashkin. That's it. Four things in life that can become Tameh. So an Avatumah can make all four of those Tameh. A person, right? Adam Mekalim, Ochlum Umashkim. But Vladatumah, in a Matameh, El Ochlum Umashkim. Right? But a Vladatumah, we take out the words Kli Cheretz, Vladatumah, could only be Matameh, food or drink, but not a person. A person cannot become Tameh from an Av, and therefore that's just, the Gemara just throws that in as a difference. Ochlum Umashkin, Vikli, right, klicheres, einem nas an avatuma latame ziva. Food or a drink or a klicheres can never be an avatuma. Right, they become a tolda by touching an av. What's this excluding? What is this implying? There is something that can become an avatuma, and that's mishkav azav. Right, if something that usually a zav sits on, a chair, a couch, we've discussed that in the past. If a zav sits on a chair, then that chair becomes an avatuma. Right, so that's what the brisa here is just implying. All these vlados atuma, right, ochlamashkim and the klicheres are not going to become an avatuma, but a mishkavazov can. V'hacha, so you see, toldos have avos by nezikin and by tuma. So what about v'hacha tadin avos v'hacha chazar achas? So what about here? So here we go. Charisha, that's the first one. Charisha plowing is an av. Tani Rabbi Chia, Chafar, Charetz. No, it's Toldos LaCharisha. But if I dig, or if I make a furrow, those are all Toldos of Charisha. Toldos, says the Gemara, Kol Avos Malachas Ben Mishkan Lamdu. One second. All Avos are learned out from the Mishkan. Ma Charisha Ais Ben Mishkan. Where was plowing in the Mishkan? Where was plowing? You say, that's the Av, where was plowing? Shahayu Charsh and Lita Samamanim. They used to plow to be able to have the herbs grow, to use the herbs in the Mishkan. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. They really plowed in the desert? They plowed? Where'd they plow? In the sand? They planted in the sand? So the Achronim talk about, it could be that they actually did. Maybe there's one line that says, well, the Be'er of Miriam made it fertile around the place where they were, and therefore they could actually. Or it just means the normal malachas that would have been required for these products, that's what it means, that Charisha Haisa. Doesn't mean that it was in the Mishkan, but it means, you know, the parallel, you know, they did these activities that would have been needed in the Mishkan. The Rambam just notes, we have to talk about this. The Rambam calls all of these avos. So we gotta work on that. And also interesting, I don't know if I mentioned when we started Klal Gadol, right? I mentioned that when we did the Mishnah here, the Mishnah speaks about Nun Gimel. The Mishnah speaks about all of the malachas, Chore, Zorea, Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dash, Zorea. Well, they're all like describing the person. Zora, Chorech, Kotzer. In the Rambam in Perek Shvi, it's the act. Charisha, Zaria, Kitsira, Imur, Disha. Interesting. Is there what the difference is there? Where the Mishnah talks about the person, while the Rambam talks about the Maisa. Right? How he describes it. Might be some piece of lumdus there, but we'll have to stop. Okay? We'll stop here.